here we are in part 4 of building a Flash Action Script 3 WYSIWYG rich text editor for input forums, and anything you might want to give your users the ability to format the text that they're writing, that they're typing in. Okay, so in this one, we're going to focus on the, if you want to get to the previous lessons, there's a playlist on my channel, especially for this. So I'm going to get the graphics in on this one. So let's go to the dimensions, and let's go to, I hit this settings button down here. It brings up your document properties. I'm going to make mine 700 wide. That's what I want it on the page in the forums, where it's going to live in DevelopPHP. And I know I was talking about collaborating with people on this one, but I'm just going to zoom through it and get it all done, and because I want to use it, because Safari and Chrome users don't have a cool posting tool like Internet Explorer and Firefox users have in my site. And that's not cool, man. Not cool at all. So let's see what the height should be. Let's make it 500 just for now and press OK. Now I made a skin in Fireworks, and I just wanted to briefly show you how you can get a skin in on yours. Press Control C. You can make yours in Illustrator, Photoshop, Fireworks, MS Paint, whatever you want. So under the interface layer, we're going to create a new layer on top of it and then drag it under the interface layer and call it skin. On the skin layer, make sure it's highlighted, press Control V because that skin is in our clipboard ready to be pasted in. Control V is paste. So now it's pasting it in as movie clip into the current frame. And now I have a little bit of room on the edges to make a nice little drop shadow effect if I want. See? So I can put a drop shadow on that. Let me go ahead and do that. Filter. Drop shadow filter. Or maybe I'll give it a glow. Yeah, let's give it a glow. Blur it out real nice so it looks like drop shadow. And not too strong. There we go. Now it looks like it has a kind of like a drop shadow around the whole thing. That is beautiful. Not even so strong. Maybe around 50. 48. That's beautiful. Okay. And I named it DevelopPHP's Custom WYSIWYG Rich Text Editor. Now I'm going to position things around. I'm going to make new buttons, design new buttons, and then we'll pick back up. And I'm going to show you guys how to make the color picker. Okay, I've got my little bold, underline, and italics buttons looking the way I want. And they are button instances, each with an instance name. And I haven't programmed in the underline functionality yet. I'm going to do that right now. But before we add any more code, I want to add some code comments here. Make input field blank on arrival. And we'll put some other comments in here to section off different things. And then I'll show you where I commented stuff out. And then we'll add for the functionality for the underlining. And then I'll drag out a color picker and we'll program that in. Okay, now this is a little more organized here. And we can show all of our settings a little more easily. When we look at it, it'll be a little more easy to decipher what's going on where. So what we're going to do now is grab this whole other section for italicizing, or the whole section for italicizing, and we're going to put it right here. And this is going to be listener and function that takes care of underlining and un-underlining, or de-underlining, whatever you call that. Okay, so this will be our underline button. We grab that right there, put that instance name, underline button, make underline. Grab that, put it here, because that's the function name that's going to fire off when they select the underline. Make this underline. Make underline. Input format underline, which I haven't made yet, and I'm going to put that up top in a second. And then format default underline right here. I think that's that. And then we'll just make a new format right here. We'll call it for underlining. And reverse. And let's see, format, let's get that format name. Format underline. Nope, that's the default. Format default underline. And then format underline would be here and here. Format default underline. I just screwed that all up. That's for italicizing. Italics, italics. There we go. Default underline. That goes here and here. Then format underline would go here and here. And then we change this to underline and this to underline. Okay, let's test out our underlining functionality by pressing Control Enter. Hello world. I want to make a point that you see this word. So if I highlight the word and press the underline button, there it is. It underlines it. Now let's highlight a couple of letters in it and try and un-underline those. Works good. Let's un-underline the whole word. Let's underline this section. Looks like it works fine to me. Okay, so now I'm gonna throw in the color picker. Let's get that one in. Let's go into the components and grab the color picker, throw it on stage. Now what that did in your library is it put color picker instance there and the component assets for that component. Now I'm going to give it a default, different default color, because I don't want it to be black. Make mine purple or something like that. A little more colorful. And let's give it an instance name of color picker. Now let's make a new function for that. Color picker. Right here. Listener underlining. Grab that whole thing. Control C. And this is listener and function that takes care of coloring. I don't think we'll need a conditional in here. Maybe. Anyhow, in here, this event listener is not going to be a mouse event. And actually, before I even do that, yeah, let me go ahead and do that. I'll show you that right quick. So inside of this listener, we have to select color picker event. Or we have to assign that this is a color picker event, or else it won't run like that. And then this will be change. So when they change it, we're listening for when they change the color, and we'll name this color change handler, just to have it make sense. So color change handler, that's the function, so let's make that the function name right there. Function is going to fire off right there. Whatever we want to happen is going to happen right here. So before we do that, we have to import the color picker, because you'll get an error if you don't. So import fl.events dot color picker event, just like we wrote down here, dot color picker event semicolon. So now that's imported the color picker event. Now we can use it. And so what's going to happen here is we want to set a format for the color, and that's going to be a variable format. So it's going to be a little tricky. So let's grab this here for italicizing. And let's put it inside of that function. And instead of it saying format italic, it's going to say format color. New format dot color equals, and normally a color value would look like this. If it was, say, red, right there. But we want to sync in a variable that's going to be the event dot target of the hex value that's coming from this color picker change event. So right here, we're going to put this input field set format right here, and we're going to set it with this format color, and we're going to have, let's see, this is going to be tricky.
Okay, first let's change this instance name to what it should be, color picker. Right there. Oops. Let me grab this here. Control C. Pop it in place here. So we're at event listener, color picker event change. And this is not a mouse event, it's a color picker event. Trace. And I'm also tracing that hex value right there, to see if it goes incorrectly like that. And I'm trying SBI and SBE here instead of the whole input field dot selection begin index, because we already claimed that up here, so we could possibly use that. If it doesn't work, we'll try it the other way. Let's see, I think that's everything. We have our imported our color picker event. That all looks good. Okay, let's try it. Okay, there's my output trace. It shows us the hex value. Now let's see if our text got colored. Yes! Man, that was a tricky little bugger there. But we persevered through it. Let's see if we can color change that to red. There's all the hex values. It's beautiful. Alright, this thing is really getting there. Alright, so that takes care of underlining and color changing added to the system. It's a beautiful thing.